Recently, I've been doing meditation in lying down and also sitting meditations. And I suddenly have a realization that whether it is sitting or lying down, the key purpose is to train our awareness.
Yeah, and that one is the most important.
I just
the rest are secondary. And that will keep you on focus. So that when you develop the meditation, whether you are sitting or you are doing the lying down, it's no different. You are there to develop awareness-based meditation. So awareness-based meditation is to train your mind to be aware and to stabilize the awareness. Well, unless the awareness nature can be realized, means you can realize your true mind, your silent mind, you can never progress in the actual cultivation. The actual cultivation can only start when you develop the ability to silence your mind, to have a glimpse of what that true mind is. Then how, with the awareness and mindfulness, you are able to see your reaction to sense experience, your emotion, your views, opinion, and conditioning. Then how, every moment of consciousness, when you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, tactile feel something, or think of something, then what happens next? That is awareness. When you are aware, that is self-knowledge, revealing to you clearly who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. Then when you see all this clearly, then you understand. No wonder the Buddha said, this form and mind, the five aggregate of form and mind, the two aspects, including the thought, they are dependent originating, conditioned arising, cause of knowledge. That's why they are impermanent. And because they are impermanent, it's non-self, empty, not a permanent unchanging entity, not me. Then if I attach and cling one thing's my way, which is not nature's way, I will suffer. So this is what meditation is all about. To develop the self-awareness, to develop this clarity of understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being, and see clearly for yourself what the truth is. Then when the truth dawn upon you, you suddenly like wake up. No wonder the Buddha keep on saying, this fire aggregate of form and mind, the human being, is not me. It's impermanent. That's why you learn to see form, the unreality of form. Then see beyond form. Then be mindful of the mundane mind. Then see clearly mind. Then see the unreality of mind, how they come and go, how they arise and they pass away, but you didn't die. So if they arise and pass away and you didn't die, then who are you? What are you? Means the aggregates of mind, feeling, perceptions, sankhara and minyana, they are not you. If they are you, they arise and pass away, you should die with it. But you didn't die. That's why the Buddha said, these are dependent originating, condition arising entity, not intrinsic to your true mind, your true need. Then you will realize from there, everything arises. That's why finally you will come to realize, if they are not you, then how come they arise in you? Then you will come to know, it's from that nature, all things arise. That's why the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. Then you start to link the full picture. Like you say, the zigzag puzzle become clearer and clearer and clearer. Then from there, you can actually develop the joy, the understanding. Then you would develop the virya to continue to cultivate. Then your sati, when it's stabilized, it develops into samadhi and you will progress. Then there is so much joy. Then the cultivation will take off. Then you become very different. So this is a very good initial step and understanding for you, right? So listen to this again, then go into it deeper. Listen to more Dhamma, then reflect, contemplate, and write it down. Learn to write it down so that if you can write it down and go through it, then stabilize the understanding. Then later on, without looking at anything, if you can still develop the understanding to explain and express it, means it has stabilized in you, then your cultivation has actually really progressed and you will become different. But first and foremost, sati has to be established, stabilized. The daily mindfulness, the religious routine, the bodhisattva, vow and all those things, you have to develop them. Then all this will happen.